Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'schus Rufua Shelema, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
Learning Meseches Kedushin, this is the second shiur in Daf Nun. We're going to learn the sugi of Sevloines. The Mishnah in the bottom of Nun and Aleph says, Mekadesh Shtei Noshim Mishav Pruta. If you have a Shav Pruta, Mekadesh two women, so each Isha is going to get less than a Shav Pruta. Aisha achas v'pachas mishav v'pruta, or y'mekadesh one isha with less than a shav v'pruta. Ava b'isha sholach sevloines la'acha mikan, even though he sent the engagement presents, Rashi says, the runish ad-derech chosin l'shloyach l'arisosai, the presents that normally a chosin sends to his kala, ain't a mekadesh, it doesn't work, because since the original kedushin doesn't work, you don't say the sevloines themselves are kedushin, Shemachmas HaKadushin Rishayin Mishalach. Because he's being Seimach, he's relying on the original Kadushin when he sends Sevlainis. He believes he's Mekadeshis already, and therefore he doesn't mean that the Sevlainis himself should be Kadushin. Mechain Katan Shekidesh, and who would then a Katan that's Mekadesh and Isha, so that Kadushin doesn't work because he was a Katan, and then he becomes a Gadol and sends Sevlainis. The Sevlainis themselves are not a Kadushin because he's relying on the original Kadushin. Now, the Gemara says, Itmar, Rafuna Amma Chayshishin L'Sevlainis, V'chein Amma Rabba Chayshin L'Sevlainis. Rafuna and Rabba said, we are Chayshish, when someone sends Sevlainis, we are Chayshish that maybe they're Mekadeshis. And the Gemara says, Mesvina Nashmeitzin, we asked the Kasha, the Mishnah says, Afi Shesholach Sevlainis, L'Acha Mekan Eina Mekadeshis, you see Sevlainis and not a Kedushin. So Abayi said, Hasim Kedektani Tam, Mishmach Shushu Yishayinim Sholach. That's because it says the Tam. It says the Tam is Maksush Shainim Shalach. That's why it's not a Kedushim. And here you don't have an original Kedushim. So merely you are Cheshishu Kedushim Mechai Gavno. And the Gemara has one side the other way. That Rabbi said, Faket, Rabbi brought a Rai from the Mishnah. Since the Mishnah says, by the case of Mekanesh Apachas Shavavruta, or the case of Katan, the Sevlonis don't work because he's being Seimach, he's been lying on the original Kedushim. That would sound like if there is no original Kedushim, it would work. It would be considered a Kedushim. So the Gemara says, Abayi said, no, it's really never a Kedushin. But here, you would think since he actually attempted to make a Kedushin, so maybe that's a Ryan, a Disavlainis, or a Kedushin. Kamash Mullah, no. But when he didn't even attempt to make a Kedushin, that's more Pasha, that's not a Kedushin. Atkan the Gemara. Now, there's a Machlekes Yishenim. What's the Pshat Chayshin the Savlainis? Rashi says, with Chayshish, that the Savlainis themselves are Kedushin. With Chayshish, we're considering the Sevlainis themselves to be Kedushin. And Taisus and Kamer Rishayim Asakash and Rashi, you never said a Dibra of Kedushin. Now, they said that's Pashit. And Rashi says clearly that it's Misha Shidduch V'Isha. It's only Dafka when there was Shidduchim, when you were already engaged, and then you send the Sevlainis, so then there's a Tzad that it's Kedushin. But even then, even though there was a discussion about Kedushin, there was a Shidduchim, but the Gemara says, in the first parak, on that Vav, that when Dibri Yimal Iske Kedushin, that only works when you're Asukim Ba'isa Inyan, or like the Gemara says, at least Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan, when you're still discussing things that are negated to the Kedushin, or something which has to do with it, and then you give the money stam, you say it's Kedushin. Masha'en Kain, when here, you just were engaged, and you were not being Isaac Ba'isa Inyan, so it's mavur there that it wouldn't be considered a kedushin. There's no dibur l'shem kedushin. So Taisus learns that the pshat is that when you have sevlainis, we're chayshish that there was already a kedushin. When someone sends an engagement present to his kala, and like the Gemara said, we're talking about an asher the mekatshi v'hadu u'masavli. We're talking about normally the presents do not come till after the kedushin. If it's an asher like our place, that we never do the kedushin by the engagement, we always do the kedushin by the wedding, and the engagement presents are always sent before the kedushin, so there, Avanda, there would not be any chash that the engagement presents would be a kedushin. But if the regulus is, b'derech klal, the engagement presents are sent after the kedushin, so with chayshish, when we see engagement presents, that there was a kedushin, and even if both of the two, the chas and the kala, both deny the kedushin, but we don't believe them. We're chayshish that maybe there was a kedushin v'harayah. You sent the sevlainis, you sent the engagement presents. So these are the two mahalachim in the sugya. Rashi's mahalach that the sevlainis themselves are kedushin, and Taisus mahalach that When you see Sivlainis, Yechayshish already was a Kedushin. Now the Ritva, Red says, Kamen Afgamina la'alochas between the two Pshatim. One Afgamina, he says, is, let's say, when the Sivlainis come, the Shliach who brings the Sivlainis says clearly, you should know, these are not Kedushin, these are only engagement presents, not meant to be Kedushin. So then, according to Rashi, if it was clearly spoken out that it's not Kedushin, Avad the Wenach Reshish said it's Kedushin. Mashaykin, according to Taisus, even though it was spoken out that this is not the Kedushin, but still, we never thought that this would be the Kedushin. The problem is that since Sivlainis was sent, that's right, there was already Kedushin. So even if it was spoken out clearly to Sivlainis and not a Kedushin, you'd still be Chayshish. Another Nafkamina Taina of the Ritva is if you don't have Edom. According to Rashi, if you don't have Edom, it can't be a Kedushin. A Kedushin with Edom can't work. Mashaykin, according to Taisus, when Achbin Chayshish is Sivlainis are Kedushin, the Sivlainis tell you that there's a Chash that there was already Kedushin. So even Sivlainis without Edom would tell you that there's a Chash that there was already Kedushin. But the Avne Malum is bothered by Akasha, even according to Taisus, if you have no Edom that you send Sivlainis, so how do you know that they have Sivlainis altogether? Elamai, the Chosin and Kala tell you that their Sivlainis was sent. But if they themselves are telling you, they told you Sivlainis was sent, and they're telling you that there was no Kedushin, so they should believe immediately. It's like a Pesh Aser, it's a Malay Lashaker. We only know about the Sivlainis from them, and their goof is saying that there was no Kedushin. So the Chalkas Mechaikik says that since it's a Aser, the Mekachi, Vahad, the Mesavli, since normally they do Kedushin and then they give Sivlainis, and they're saying there was Sivlainis with that Kedushin, that's like a Miga B'makam Edom. That's like a Miga Keneged and Nansadi. If the Sivlainis was sent, it's like a Nansadi that there was Kedushin, and mainly you not even believe with the Migli to say there was no Kedushin. Sounds like a big Kiddush. Because the Paiskim HaMashman, it's not a Kedushin Vadai. It's a Kedushin Suffolk. Sounds like it's not like Mamash, like Edom at the word Kedushin. The Avnei Malum says a different Teretz. The Avnei Malum says, it's in Sim Memhei Ois Aleph, that we're talking about that there were Edom that the Chasen and Kala didn't see. Two Edom come and say that we saw from the back of the wall that the Chasen gave the Kala Sivlainis. And the Chasen and Kala were not aware of these Edom. So those Edom are not good for Edom Kedushin. If let's say a Chasen and Kala believe they're alone and the Chasen says, Areid Mekadesh Sliba Tabazu, and Edom say they saw it, but Edom say clearly that the Chasen and Kala were not aware of the Edom, so that doesn't help. If they don't know about the Edom, that's not considered a Kedushin. They have to know about the Edom. So by the Sivlainis, according to Rashi, if they send Sivlainis, and there were Edom, just they didn't know about the Edom, and that wouldn't work for the Sivlainis themselves to be Kedushin. Mashenkin, according to Taisus, that the problem is that maybe they, since we see Sivlainis with Chayshish, that maybe they already had Kedushin, so even if they didn't know about the Edom, as far as they're concerned, they know Edom, but since we know about the Sivlainis from Edom, that makes us be Chayshish that there already was a Kedushin, even if they deny it. A third nafkamina tainet the Ritva is, let's say a father was Mekadesh a Ketana, and then after the father died, Sivlainis was sent. I mean, the father was Shaddach a Ketana. The father made Shidduchim by a Ketana. The father was alive, Vishasa Shidduchim. He had the Ketana be engaged. We don't know anything about Kedushin. And after he died, Sivlainis was sent. So according to Rashi, the Sivlainis wouldn't work because you can't be Mekadesh a Ketana. She's a Yisayim, you can't be Mekadesh a Ketana. Ketana is no das. Mashenkin, according to Taisus, since Sivlainis indicate that there was already Kedushin, so then we would say that since he sent Sivlainis, it's right, he was Mekadesher when he got engaged, he gave the Kedushin to a father who was still alive at the time of the engagement. So the kids, and these are the three Nafkaminis the Ritva says, all three of them Rashi are Lekula. In other words, Rashi that says it, that the problem is the Sivlainis themselves are a Kedushin, so then when they can't be a Kedushin, Lemashal, he says, Lahedin are not Kedushin. Or there's no Edom. And like the Avnei Malum explains, they didn't know about the Edom. There's no Edom they were aware of, even though there are Edom. But since they weren't aware of the Edom, it can't be a Kedushin. Or she's a Ketan at the time. So all these things, according to Rashi, wouldn't work. Mashenkin, according to Taisus, Mechayshish, she did the Kedushin before. So even if he said it wasn't Kedushin, or if there were no Edom, or if she was a Ketan at the time, but the time of the engagement, she had a father, then, according to Taisus, there would be a problem that it might be Kedushin. Now, from Taisus' mashma, a fourth nafkamina, is let's say there was no shadach, there was no engagement. Taisus is mavur that according to Rashi, if there's no engagement, there's absolutely no half minutes for Kedushin. They never discuss Kedushin. Stam sending Sivlinus when there was absolutely nothing red ice before, there was no upmach before, there was no agreement that they were going to get married, that's zicha nothing. But Taisus is mashma according to his pshat that Sivlinus is a riot, is a Kedushin. So even if we don't know about any shadach, just like with Chayshish, that there's a Kedushin, so with Chayshish, that there was a Shadach and a Kedushin. Anytime someone sends the Kalawet engagement presents, with Chayshish for Kedushin, even if we don't know anything about a Shadach. But the Rashi and the Ran say no. Even according to Taisus, it's Nafka by Shadach. He says, once anyone would send a present to any girl, you Chayshish that it was Mekadisha. Doesn't make any sense. It's only a Shadach. It's only if they're made up, they're engaged, they're made up, they're going to get married. Then, and he sends engagement presents, then it's a riot, it was a Kedushin. Stam sending presents to a girl can't be a riot. But Davni Mulum says that Tais is not mashed away. Tais's mashman is Om Shat, you don't need Shadach. And he says, he brings a riot from the Chuvus Meram Rittenberg also that way, and the Chuvus Maimini. So he says that Enechanami, the Rajba, and the Ran, according to Tais's Mahalach, hold you need Shadach. But Taisus and the Meram Rittenberg and the Chuvus Maimini hold you don't need Shadach. And he says, it's not a kasha with the asking, any time a boy would send a present to a girl, you have to be chayish v'kedushin. It's dafka sivlenis, which are engagement presents. These are the type of presents that a chassan sends to a kala. Like today, it would be a diamond ring or a bracelet. Or the type of present that is sivlenis, that is an engagement present, that is a present that a chassan sends to a kala, there would be chayish even by leishadach. That's tainat avdei meluim. So all these nafkaminis and nafkaminis of Rashi is lakula. When with sivlainis are clearly not kedushin, then Rashi is lakula, like by leishadach, like when there's no edim, like when they say lahed, it's not kedushin, when she's a ketana. These cases are where Rashi is lakula. The Torah says you can have an nafkamina where taisis is lakula. Let's say they get engaged, and shortly after an engagement, he sends sivlainis, he sends the engagement presents. And there are Aden that say with a Clarkite that from the time of the engagement until the time he sends Sivlinus, we were with him and we know Clary was never Makadisher. According to Taisus, he wouldn't be Chayshish b'chay Gavna. According to Rashi, he would, because Rashi holds that the Sivlinus themselves are Kedushin. Now the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, May Havela, what was the Maskana in Chayshish Sivlinus or not? Amar Papa ba'asher the Makachi v'hod the Masavli Chayshinot. If, let's say, they do Kedushin before they give Sivlinus, you are Cheshish. Misavli v'hadim akachi loy Cheshinon. But if they do Sivlinus first and then they do Kedushin, you're not Cheshish. Now, in the next Gemara, there are three different Pshatim in the Rishayim, three different Gersais, and it comes out in Afkamina la'alacha. The Gersa we have in our Gemara, which is Rashi's Gersa, the Gemara's Kasha was, Makachi v'hadim misavli pshita. By the case of Makachi v'hadim esavli pshita yechayshish, it's pashit that if everybody does kedushin before the sivlinus, you have to be chayshish the sivlinus are kedushin. And the Gemara says, Leit shvicha, the ruba Makachi v'hadim esavli, umiyuta esavli v'hadim Makachi, only roiva Makachi v'hadim esavli. There is a miyut, which is esavli v'hadim Makachi. Ma'u detayma nechesh lemiyuta kamash mulan. You would think that because there's a miyut, that's Misabli v'hadim Makachi. So Nechesh Lemiyuta means we should be makel because of the Miyut. Because it's a Miyut that's Misabli v'hadim Makachi, that does the Sivlinus before the Kedushin, so that should be a reason to say that we're not Chayshish for Sivlinus. Because it's Gantz Yitach, and he's from the Miyut, that's Misabli v'hadim Makachi. So you think that you don't have to be Chayshish for Sivlinus because of the Miyut that's Misabli v'hadim Makachi. Kamash Milan, the Miyut's not enough, we're still Chayshish for Sivlinus. So, Kum Dais Lefidis Girsa, if the Roiv is Misavli v'hadim Makachi, Savadi na Chayshish. The Gemara that said that even if the Miyat's Misavli v'hadim Makachi, you're not Chayshish. Even if the Miyat does Sivlinus before Kedushin, we're not Chayshish Sivlinus a Kedushin. The Stami is doing the Sivlinus before the Kedushin. But if the Roiv is Misavli v'hadim Makachi, Avadi, that would be good. Taisus brings Rabbeinu Chananel that's Geiris Fakert. The ruba misabli v'hadim makachi umiyat makachi v'hadim misabli ma'od the tema loy nechesh lemiyuta. And the Gemara's kasha was mekachiv adam asablis pshita, since they do kedushin before the savainis avadi chayshish that it was kedushin. The Gemara says no. Even the ashet's mekachiv adam asabli, that means, that doesn't mean roiva mekachiv adam asabli. That means some people a mina mekachiv adam asabli, but roiva really mesabli vada mekachi. So there we have a havamina. If roiva mesabli vada mekachi, maybe we'll go lekula. Kamash Mulan Rav Papa, as long as even a miyat is makachi vada misabli, that's enough to go l'chumra. So kumdais, in Rashi's girsa, if roiva misabli vada makachi, you go l'kula. But Taisis brings the Rach's girsa in Efeker, that when he said makachi vada misabli, that means a miyat makachi vada misabli. Even if only a miyat is makachi vada misabli, and roiva misabli vada makachi, you still go l'chumra. And then Taisus brings that the Reeve found another girsa. That the Gemara's kasha, according to these two girsayas, Rashi and the Rach, the Gemara's kasha was mekachiv adam asabli pshita. That it's pshita that you should be machmir. The shaila wasn't, what's the Gemara's teretz? His Gemara's teretz is that the havmina was that even though a miyat amasabli vada mekachi, there was a havmina to go lakula. And the teretz is that no, even the miyat misabli vada mekachi is not enough to go. The miyat, I mean, of misabli vada mekachi is not enough to go lekula. Bal kapanim and roiva misabli vada mekachi, then yitaka go lekula. And the Rach holds that the Gemara's teretz was that mekachi vada misabli means a miyat of mekachi vada misabli, and even then you go lechumra. And then he brings the Riz Girsa. The Riz Girsa is that it's misabli v'hadam mekachi pshita. Mekachi v'hadam misabli, I understand the chiddush. That's a big chiddush, kaish in the Sivlainis, even by mekachi v'hadam misabli. But the Gemara's kasha was, if it's misabli v'hadam mekachi, everyone does the Sivlainis first and then the Kedushin, so what's the havmina to be chayish or Kedushin? Everyone does Sivlainis before Kedushin. Pshita, that should be mutter. So the Gemara says, like tzricha, the ruba is taka misabli v'hadam mekachi. But there is a miyat that's makachi vada misabli, and you would think like the Rach. You would think nechesh lamiyuta and shishimim mekadeshes. Kamash malon, then you're not chayshish. Those are the three girsas. But in halacha, the third girsa is the same as Rashi's girsa. The lemaisa you go basarayv. If raiva makachi vada misabli, so then it's asr. And if raiva misabli vada makachi, then it's mutter. The shaila was, what was the Gemara's ma'od the tema? Rashi says the Mao the Tema was that maybe even when you have a roiv that's mekachi vada misabli, but the miyat that's misabli vada mekachi maybe should make it mutter. Kamash mona doesn't make it mutter. And according to the Ri, it's the other way. That the Mao the Tema was that even though roiv is misabli vada mekachi, but maybe the miyat of mekachi vada misabli will make it aser, kamash mona doesn't. But according to both of them, the maskana is that when roiv is misabli vada mekachi, it's mutter. Mashenkin, according to the Rach, even when the roiv is misabli vada mekachi and only the meat is mekachi vada misabli, it's still going to be aser. So what's pshat in the Rach? Why don't you go vasa roiv? If roiv is misabli vada mekachi, so roiv people give sivlainis before the kedushin, and just the meat is mekachi vada misabli, why would we say it's aser? Why don't you go basarayv that rayv a misabli vada mekachi and say she's not mekadeshes? So Taisa says mishum chumredeshes ish, and the Rishonim bring in that you find the Chazal mu machem eshes ish. You find by mayim shem lem seif, if a husband falls off a ship and you can't see where the end is, even if you don't see him come up, mechayshes that maybe he got saved, even though the rayv is avad that he drowned. And it's mefurish in the Gemara. It's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan mumo machem eishes ish. So here also, the Rabbanan mumo machem mishum chum eishes ish. The mechayshish for the miyat that a mekachi vada misabli. That's what Taisus is mashma. And the Rabban throws this in also. But the Rabban says another svara, and the Ridvan the Rana mashma that this is the whole svara, because the roiv of mekachi vada misabli is not a roiv. It's not a roiv b'chiyev and teva. When you have a roiv, let's say like roiv people aren't islandists or saris, or roiv behemoths aren't treifus or that, that's a tev in the world. That's a tev in the world that a roiv is that way. Such a roiv you could be semichon. But here it's a roiv atali b'minig, he says. Most people, that's how they conduct themselves. That's what they happen to do. Right? If people happen to be Misabli Vada Mekachi, that doesn't mean that this person is a Misabli Vada Mekachi. A Rav that's totally in Teva, that Rav is Mechriya. Everyone's a Chaylik of that Rav. A Rav that's totally in Minig, it's like the Gemara and Becheris talks about, a Rav atoli b'maisa. Grave animals give birth is a Rav atoli b'maisa. Happens to be, most farmers have that the animals should give birth, but it's not considered a Rav. Maybe it didn't. It's a big Yisraelin Rav. Tavnimlum asakasha. You find the Gemara by Amaycha Shalach Avei V'nimsa Nachin. Someone sold someone an ox and was found out to be a Nachin. And the Gemara discusses, is it a Mekach Tais? Because Rav people buy it for plowing, and a Nachin you can't use for plowing. It's a wild chart. Mashen Cain, there's a Miat that buys it for Shechting. And for Shechting, it makes no difference if it's a Nachin or not. So mainly the question is, do you go by the Rav and Hocha Mama Nachin Rav? So you see that this is also Rav Atali B'minig. It's what people do. Do they buy it for plowing? Do they buy it for shechting? Similarly, the Beis Meir asks the Kasha. You have also the Gemara Ben Halchum Mamom and Acharev. When someone sold the Chavis and he wants to give a Kan, that Rav people call a Chavis a larger pitcher, they call it a Chavis, and a smaller pitcher, they call it a Kan. But some people call it, the both of them a Chavis, or both of them a Kan, and the Shaila is the Yigobas Rav. So they're also Rav Atali B'maisa. I see a big chiluk. There, the pshat says, the question is, what type of a guy is he? Is he a farmer? Or is he a butcher? Not a question about what he's doing now. The question is, what does he need shvarim for? So when you sell a shvar, al pi rav, rav shvarim are sold to farmers. There are a mean of shvarim that are sold to butchers. So the question is, do I have to assume this guy's a farmer and not sell him a nachin? Well, can I be Taylor? Maybe he's a butcher, he didn't read ice, and me are butchers, they go bust a Rav. But there, it's not the pshat, the Rav is going to machriya what he's going to do. The Rav is machriya what he is. Happens to be, that's a mitzias. That Rav people out there buying shvarim are farmers, not butchers. Butchers are a meat. Al derech zeh, the karen lechavis, chavis, and kan. That's not a shiloh, what he's going to do now. Is he going to call it a chavis or call it a kad? That's not the vart. The question is, what's his vocabulary? How does he express himself? It's a question what he's doing till now. There you go, Basarayim. Mashen came here, you can't say, is he the type of person that's makachi v'adam masabli, masabli v'adam makachi, and the rei will be machriya that. He's never done this before. This is the first time he's getting married. We're using what rei people happen to do with how they conduct themselves, we're using that to mechriach what he's doing. That taina the rishayim you can't do. That's called the rav atoli b'maisa. Hakaponim, you have these two pshatim. Why you don't go b'sa rav? Either because of the chayim of eishes ish, you don't go b'sa rav, or the rav of what people do, or the mekachi of other masabli, masad of other mekachi. That's not mechriach. It's not a rav b'teva. It's a rav what people happen to do. Now on Rashi, that learns that the havman of the Gemara was that even though Rav Mekachi Vada Misabli, but since you have a Miat that's Misabli Vada Mekachi, you should be Nechesh Lemiyuta, you should be Cheshesh for the Miat, and say it's Mutter, Kamash Mlon Yanat. And Taisa says, you find the word Nechesh Lemiyuta, you find the word Cheshash, even Lekula. You find something, the Gemara uses the word Nechesh, even though we're not saying Nechesh and Asring, we're saying Nechesh and saying that it's Mutter. But the Biskei Rav has a very shayna geshmak ha-shtikl teira explaining the machlekes Rashi and Rach, why Rashi learns up the Gemara that there's a havamina that even though there's only a miut that's misabli vada mekachi, that gufa should make it mutter. Kamash malom, when there's a miut, that's not enough to make it mutter. But when there's a rave that's misabli mekachi avad, that's mutter, and the Rach holds fakert, that the Gemara's maskana is that even when there's a Rav of Masabli Vada Makachi, that alone doesn't make it mutter. It's also even when you have a Rav. So the Brisk Rav is bothered. Why should Rashi hold? What's the Hadman of the Gemara Lefi Rashi that when there's a Miat of Masabli Vada Makachi, that should make it mutter? How could a Miat make it mutter? The Rav is its Asr, and the Miat is that it's mutter, and it should be mutter. Hazag the Brisk Rav, he holds that Rashi and the Bein Chananel are going Lashita Sai. Rashi held that the shail of chayish and the savlinus is that the savlinus themselves are kedushin. Rabbeinu Chananel holds, the Rishayim bring Rabbeinu Chananel, The chayish and savlinus means the chayish. If you see savlinus, it's a raya that was kedushin beforehand. And Zagdi Briskirav, he also going l'shitasa. Because Rishayim has a kasha and Rashi. There's no amiri for kedushin. There's no dibur. Even though there was a shadich, even though they were engaged, but there was no dibur me'inyan l'inyan by se'inyan. There weren't a sukkah by se'inyan. Zagdi Briskirav, the teretz is that Rashi holds as an umdana. When you're engaged to a woman and you send her engagement presents, that's an umdana. You mean l'shem kedushin. And like we spoke in the previous year, an umdana doesn't have to be spoken out. It's believed by belief kaladim that you mean kedushin. Just like Einon and Bayil Bilasa Bilas Nus, someone who's Mekadesh Al Tanai and his Baal Stam, is a din Einon and Bayil Bilasa Bilas Nus, and he means to be Bayil Hashem Kedushin, even though I didn't speak it out. It's an umdana. It's an umdana, he means to be Bayil Hashem Kedushin. Here also, Sivlainis is an umdana, and it's given to be Kedushin. Since it's Ba'asha the Mekachi Vadim Savli, you don't give Sivlainis before Kedushin, and you're giving Sivlainis, Avadi, you mean Kedushin. So Mela Tainet de Brisky Rav, so that Rashi could not possibly learn that when there's a miyut of Mekachi v'adam esabli, that's enough that it should be a kedushin. Because you need an umdana. Umdana has to be klar. If rave people are mesabli v'adam Mekachi, there's not going to be an umdana. Maybe there'll be a chshash, but there certainly won't be an umdana. Maybe it will be chayshish that he's giving it for kedushin, but there won't be an umdana, so either way it won't work. Even if he's taka giving it for kedushin, it won't work. There's no umdana. That's not shayach according to Rashi. Fakert. Even when you have a roiv that's mekachi v'adam mesabli, but since you have a miyat that's mesabli v'adam mekachi, so maybe that's a chson in the umdana. Maybe that's a chson in the umdana. It's not so clear. He might be from the miyat that's mesabli v'adam mekachi. It's a very good havimina. That even though it's only a miyat, but at least it's not an umdana. Umdana has to be umdana vadeh. Has to be, it goes without saying, I don't have to speak it out. If a meet people are Masabli Vada Makachi, so maybe that's not an umdana. Kamash Malan, that no, that the rave that's Makachi Vada Masabli can make it into an umdana. That's Taka Big Kiddush. Mashagir Ben Chananel learns that's not the say that the Savlinus had a Kedushin. The Savlinus indicate the Kedushin was there before. So that's a Vada. If you have a roiv that's Mekachi v'adam Mesabli, you can't be Samech on the Miyat of Mesabli v'adam Mekachi to say it's not a Kedushin. Adar Abba, if anything, the roiv says it is a Kedushin. You can't be Samech on the Miyat v'kula. Fakert. Lefi l'rachta, you don't need umdana. It's a Shiloh v'chashash, it was already a Kedushin. So even when you have a Miyat of Mekachi v'adam Mesabli, it also makes a chashash Kedushin. I want to go by the rave, so it could be outside Meshus Ish. Could be the rave is not such a good rave, like we explained. But Al Kaponim, it makes sense to say that even when you have a rave of Masabli Vada Makachi, we're still Chayshish. So Kunda is a tub shot of Matali Habaha. If you hold these Sidis of Linus themselves are Kedushin, so then it's impossible to say when there's a meat of Makachi Vada Masabli be Kedushin. There's no umdana. That's for sure, Mutter. And there's even a havenah to say that the meat of Masabli Vada Makachi should make it that it's mutter. That also should make a chsarin in the umdana. Kamashma on that not. Mashenkin in the rach, there'll be no havimina that a meat of Masabli Vada Makachi should make a heter. Ad the rabba, you'll go by the rave that's Makachi Vada Masabli. Ad the rabba, the meat of Makachi Vada Masabli makes an isser because since it's a chshash of a kedushin, you don't need an umdana, the melee could aser even by a meat of Makachi Vada Masabli. That's the shtickle from the Brisker Rav. Lamaisa, Shane shtickle. But the Beis Shmuel Zicha doesn't hold this way. The Beis Shmuel paskins Nalacha. Nalacha win machma like both Rashi and Taisus. We said the various nafkaminis between Rashi's pshat that the Savlinus themselves are Kedushin and Taisus' pshat that you cheshish for an earlier Kedushin. And Lamaisa win machma for both pshatim. And the Beis Shmuel says win machma for both pshatim. Even when there's a miyat of Makachi Vada Masabli, because we're also machma for the Rach, and the Rach is not totally in his shita that it's because you chayshish for an earlier Kedushin. So Derech Mashal, even when you have a Roiv, that's Masabli Vada Makachi, only a miyat's Makachi Vada Masabli. And in this case, from the time of the Shaduchim, till the time of the Savlanis, you have Edom that he didn't send the Kedushin. So you only have to be chayshish for Rashi. And we're talking about a case with the Raiva Masabli Vada Makachi. So according to Rashi, it's mutter. But the Beis Shmuel says you have to be Chayshish L'chumra like the Rach, because it's not Tali HaBaha. The question of whether you Chayshish for an earlier Kedushin, or you Chayshish the Sivloinis themselves a Kedushin, and the question of whether you're only Chayshish when it's Ruba Makachi Vada Masabli, or you're even Chayshish when it's Ruba Masabli Vada Makachi, and Amid is Makachi Vada Masabli, are not Tali HaBaha, says the Beis Shmuel. So mainly Chayshish for both. Lefida Biskarov, that's untrue. Lefida Biskarov, Rashi could only work if Rav is Makachi Vada Masabli. Good. So I think the Biskarov will say he doesn't go like the Beis Shmuel. But Lechayr Nishayna also mefurish not like the Biskarov. Because Lefida Biskarov, that he learns it's going towards Umdana, so you only have one of two choices. Either there is an Umdana, and then it'll be Kedushay Vaday, or there's no Umdana, and then it won't be Kedushin at all. Rashi himself, the Ramasal Chayshin Sivloinis, says, Misha Shidich Beisha, V'nisratza, V'kadim V'sholach Sivloinis Be'edim, Chayshin Shema Kedushin Hein. Well, Chayshish, that maybe these are Kedushin, V'niskat Shal Achat Shicha Get Men Arishin. If she cuts Kedushin from someone else, you need to get from the Rishin. Rashi is pretty clear, it's only a Suffolk Kedushin. He says, well, Chayshish, that maybe it's Kedushin, Nafgamina, that if she gets Kedushin from someone else, she needs a get. That sounds like Seloshin of a Suffolk and a Chash, Chayshish in the Sivloinis. And it's before that way, another Rishayim, it's a Suffolk Kedushin, it's a Chash Kedushin. The Rush, when he asked the Kasha, how does it work? You don't have Dibama Be'isa Indian. So the Rush says, okay, it's not a Kedushin Vada, but Al Kapanim, even without Dibama Be'isa Indian, it's a Chash Kedushin. It's clear in the Rush that it's not an Umdana, it's a Chash Kedushin. So L'chayim, you see, Klai not like the Briskerov. And about the Briskerov's kasha, that how could it be, what's the haven of the Gemara, by a miyut that's Mesabli Vada Makachi, that should be mutter? Chayim, it's not shver. This whole din of Chayishin L'sivloinis is a chash kedushin. It's a chash. So Mela, maybe you're not chayishish when you have a good side of Mesabli Vada Makachi, even though it's only a miyut. But we're not chayishish as I write. We have to buy ice that he meant L'shem Kedushin, even though he didn't tell us that. So Kshash, maybe he meant L'shem Kedushin. And this could be true according to the Rach also. We have to be Chayshish, maybe it was Mekadosh before. That's not a very good sad. So Kshash. So maybe it's only when everybody does Mekachi Vada Mesabli. So there we have a Raya, that it must be that either this is the Kedushin, or there was a Kedushin before. But if you have a Miyad that's Mesabli Vada Mekachi, you don't have a right, so we're not chayshish. As I state in Iran, the havman is that you have a cheskes pnuya. Firstly, you have a cheskes pnuya. If it's a suffix, l'chayish, you go l'kul, you have a cheskes pnuya. And second of all, he says, he never read ice kedushin. Mestam is not kedushin, he never read ice kedushin. And the rabbi, you need a big raya in his kedushin. You don't even declare kedushin, you need a raya. So the gemara in the havman, if it's a miyat, a masabli, vada, makachi, it's not a good enough tzad to even clear kedushin. So Mele, you don't have the raya from the fact that according to Rashi, there's a havamina, that even the miyat that's mesabli v'hada makachi will make it mutter, that's a raya that it goes to us umdana, and the male the miyat could shter the umdana. Stam, you could say, the whole shash is nishas agreis the shash. It's not such a big shash. Like the Ran Red's eyes, he didn't speak it out, and she has a cheskes pnuya. It could be stam, you only chayshish a shash, when everyone's makachi v'hada mesabli. So then we have a kasha. Why did he give Sivloinis without Kedushin? Is there any that either the Sivloinis themselves are Kedushin, or that they must have been Mekadosh before, and we don't know about it? Al Kapanim, it's not a kasha why the Gemara wants to say that the miyut of Mesabli Vada Mekachi should be a Havamina, that it's Mutter. The Rishayim don't ask this kasha on Rashi. The only kasha the Rishayim asked was that the word Nechesh, they said Nechesh sounds like Nechesh, the miyuta sounds like the miyut is coming to Asid. That's Lashon of Nechesh. Sounds like a Chayshish to Issa. But they say, no, that sounds like Nechesh means Nechesh to Kula. Now, about the other Taina of the Rav, that L'chaya, it has to be that it goes to what's Umdana. Because otherwise, why should it work? There was no Dibra of Kedushin. I mean, this is the Rishayim's Kasha. The Rishayim asks his Kasha in Rashi. Now, like we said, the Biskirov's teretz that it goes to what's umdana l'chayr is shvei, because Rashi himself says it's a suffix, a chash kedushin. If it's an umdana, it should be a vadei kedushin. Now, to answer this kasha, the Ritva says that the chash is that maybe he sent her a message. We have a chash that maybe he sent her a message that when I give sivlainis, I mean it l'shem kedushin. That's gard chash. So in the Dvar, it's clear that the Pshat and Rashi is not al tzumdana. The Dvar is clear that the Pshat and Rashi is that since he sends sivlainis, and you usually don't send sivlainis without kedushin, so mistami means the sivlainis as kedushin. I never said it, but maybe he sent a message, and we just didn't know about the message. So a little shver, the Edom also don't know about it, but maybe the Edom should understand that there might be a message here. And if the Edom see sivlainis, the Edom are seeing like a suffer kedushin, which is good enough because it's Yitach and he sent a message that there'll be kedushin. That's stated in the Ritva. The Rosh also, who asks his Kasha, that I don't have Dibma Be'iske Kedushin, and he says a Teretz, yeah, but still, for a Chash Kedushin, it's good enough. He doesn't explain himself so well. Why would it work out for Chash Kedushin? The Maisid is no Amira. It's Mashif from the Rosh that Al Kopanim, maybe there was Genug here that there was an Amira. You see, Sivlinus, maybe he did say something that would have meant an Amir. That's what sounds like the Rosh is saying, also maybe similar to the Ridvam. Al Kabanim Lachayr, it's Mu'ur from the Rishayim, and it's a Safi that doesn't go to our Sumdana, the Divi Agriz Trichamiyim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.